It is unfortunate that identity is considered generally as a rather static and permanent acknowledgement, for it is not. Our material on the nature of action will be helpful here. The ego, the physically oriented ego, is a convenient figurehead. It represents only an imperfect glimpse of a given momentary appearance, the portion of the self that happens in any given instance to show itself. You do not know the self as it is within physical existence, and until you do, you cannot hope to know what survives physical death or what part of you is awake while the ego sleeps. When I refer to the ego, I do so for simplicity's sake, since the term has meaning to you. There are obviously portions of the self that never operate directly within physical reality. Consider this analogy: the self as a moving circle, such as a Ferris wheel. A tree in front of the wheel will represent physical reality. The whole self, or the whole wheel, is composed of many selves in various portions, as the many people who sit on the Ferris wheel. As the wheel turns, you call the person or the self who faces the tree the ego, simply because this is the portion that faces physical reality, represented by our tree. But the self who faces the tree one moment is not the self that faces it the next moment, and the operator of the will is never in evidence, you see. A snippet reading from the early sessions, session 273, volume 6 of the Seth material, a Seth book.